Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And it's day two of meeting the Wongs, right?
Uh-huh.
We met the Wongs a long time
right.
ago. But this month, everyone's really excited because it's the beginning of the summer holiday.
Right.
But yesterday, before the kids mm-hmm. could go out and hit the pool and read their comic books and start having a great, fun summer holiday, they had to clean the house because Mom was not happy that the house was a mess. So not only were the kids, but even Grandpa and Dad had to clean up the house. So it wasn't really the best way to kind of start your summer vacation. It's kind of...
So actually, in the summer, we all thought, yeah, it's a fun time, can watch comic books, do what you want to do, go swimming. 可是有一个人, 也就是这个妈妈, 她可能不是很开心哦, 因为她觉得说, 诶, 放个暑假, 可是家里不可能成为这个就是很乱糟糟的地方, 很 messy, 所以当然大家今天好像一开始暑假第一天是不是就开始要大扫除呢? Well, we'll find out what's mm-hmm. going to happen today.
All right, let's meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs, the big cleanup.
We'll each take a trash bag and clean a room.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's start with our bedroom. I can throw away my old schoolwork. Hey, my favorite toy was under my desk.
I'll toss out these empty paint jars. Now, I have space on my desk to paint.
I'm getting rid of Mac's old toys. They're smelly and gross.
Look, I found the TV remote under the old newspapers.
Our home looks so clean and lovely.
What do we do with all these bags?
Good question. The garbage truck won't come until next week.
Oh, it's too difficult to have a tidy home.
Word power!
Trash bag. Trash bag. We cleaned the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. We cleaned the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. Space. Space. There wasn't enough space to seat six people in the tiny car. There wasn't enough space to seat six people in the tiny car. Smelly. Smelly. Kevin needs to wash his smelly old socks. Kevin needs to wash his smelly old socks. Lovely. Lovely. Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down. Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down.
Okay, so yes, it's the cleaning time at the beginning of the summer vacation. Mom is getting really busy. She wants everyone to help, so she hands everyone a trash bag. A trash bag, also sometimes called a garbage bag,
right.
is one of those bags. You know, sometimes they're black, you know, but now, they, of course, they have different colored ones, right? Because they recycle them. But basically, whenever you have old food, old clothes, old stuff in your house you don't want, you want to throw it away, it's too old, too dirty, and too broken. You throw it in a trash bag.
Okay, so 大家一开始就是看到呢, 诶, 好像妈妈开始要发什么东西,
mm-hmm.
就是 trash bag,
yep.
就是垃圾袋, and mom says,
yep.
we'll each take a trash bag and clean a room.
Okay. That's a big job now we're talking
right.
about.
And as what Mike said, 其实除了 trash bag, 我们也可以用 garbage bag 来表示垃圾袋咯.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we use trash bag?
Well, for example, we could say we cleaned the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. We clean the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. I guess we could also say we clean the beach by putting all the trash into garbage bags.
Yeah.
Because trash and garbage are basically the same thing.
Okay, 所以呢，其实呢 ，trash 跟 garbage 都可以用来表示垃圾的意思。但是有些东西呢，其实我们是可以回收，就是刚刚 Mike 也提到的 recycle, R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
All right.Timmy's ready to go. He wants to start the vacation, so he's thinking, all right, let's do this. He says, come on, Jimmy, let's start with our bedroom. So the two boys go up to their bedroom. That should take them about 3 days, probably.
Okay.
Clean their bedroom.
所以看来呢 ,Timmy 就说好好来吧 ,Jimmy, 我们呢就从我们的房间开始。那刚刚Mike说可能会花我们三天时间因为可能蛮乱的。Well, we don't know. And
we don't know. Anyway, so Jimmy throws some papers from his desk into the bag.
Gross.
And he's kind of excited. He says, I can throw away my old schoolwork.
Right?
Okay. So he's got all his old homework and tests and stuff from last year. Remember, the school year is over right now.
Okay.
So he can throw away all the old schoolwork. Some of that might be useful next year. I would keep it for
exactly.
a few more months. But anyway, that's Jimmy. And then he discovers something. He says, hey, my favorite toy was under my desk. It was so dirty and so messy, he never looked, but he was looking and cleaning under the desk, getting some of the paper and stuff, and he found his favorite old toy, which I guess he thought was lost, but it wasn't. It was under the desk.
Actually, that happens to me sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Jimmy 就是很开心啊，他想说哇，可以丢东西，可是他丢的竟然是什么呢？是学校作业。那刚刚 Mike 老师提醒大家，可能有一些还是要留下，因为可能对下个学期还是有帮助的哦。那但是有时候在打扫的时候，大家是不是也常常遇到这种情况？突然发现，可能你要找很久的一个东西，像是这里的玩具啦，我常常会找到我自己的耳环啦。那突然在哪里？在书桌底下呀。Usually I will find my missing earring.
Oh, yeah, little things like
yeah,
that can kind of fall behind the desk or something like that. So as the boys are cleaning up their old schoolwork and finding their old toys, what's Paige doing? It says Paige is cleaning up the desk in her bedroom. Okay, it's a good place to start the job. And she puts all the empty paint jars into the trash bag. All right, so she's an artist, remember?
Okay.
So that's why she says, I'll toss out these empty paint jars. Now I have space on my desk to paint. Okay, yeah, so paint is the stuff that you use when you're painting, right? You have your brush and that colored sort of water, and you use that to put drawings and lines on a paper, piece of paper, to make a painting. And of course, a jar is usually glass. There's a top on it. You can close it very tight.
Right.
That's often what they sell you when you buy paint in. So they're empty. She's used them all, so she can toss them out. Now, to toss something out is basically the same as throw something out. When you throw something, you have a ball and you throw it with your arm. When you toss something, it's like a gentle throw, kind of like an underarm kind of thing. But still, we're throwing or tossing out, we're putting it in the garbage.
Oh, okay, 我懂了。所以呢，这时候 Paige 呢，可能就会发现说，他肯定要把一些东西给丢掉，这样他才会有空间去做其他事情，像是他要画画。所以什么都应该丢掉，但是空的颜料罐咯。那这里我们看到丢掉，它是用 toss out 来表示扔掉啊，丢弃。但是我们也同样可以用 throw out。So she has more space, right?
That's right, yeah.
What does space mean?
Space is basically an empty area, a place where there is nothing, basically. All right, we talk about outer space, right? You know, when you go up to the moon, of course, there's a lot of emptiness between where we are on the Earth and the moon. That's space. But also, you know, in our normal lives, when you're, for example, trying to park your car or a bicycle, you can't just leave your bicycle anywhere. You have to find the right kind of area where there's no other bicycle. That's a space. That's a space for your bicycle. You can put it there, okay? So there's space all around. If I stand here, there's no space. So normally, you know, we stand with a little bit of space between us. For example, there wasn't enough space to seat 6 people in the tiny car, very small car, so not enough space to seat six people. Most cars, the space of a car can fit maybe four people.
Yeah.
Something like that. Five, maybe.
Five. Yeah, including the driver, right?
Right.
Okay, space 呢、yes. 在这里呢不是指外太空哦，而是指空间的意思啦，它是个名词哦。像是刚刚的例句就提到了，在这么小的车子里面可能没有足够的空间可以塞得下这个六个座位啦。Okay, let's check out what Dad is doing.
All right, well, Dad is sniffing Max's toys. Max, remember, is their pet dog. So he picks up the toys and he sniffs it, right? When you sort of use your nose to find out what something smells like, you sniff it, like you might sniff some food or something. And he sniffs the toys. I'm not sure why, because the dog's there. But he says, I'm getting rid of Max's old toys. They're smelly and gross. If something's gross, it's very...Basically.
Well explained. Okay.
Yeah.
那这个呢我也不知道为什么办法一定要去闻一闻这么臭的这个玩具哦、就是他们狗狗的这个旧玩具可能也要差不多丢掉了。Get rid of something, 有着丢掉摆脱除掉的意思哦。因为他觉得其实闻起来实在是太 smelly。Smelly 呢就是臭臭的 gross, 但就是指恶心啦。Okay, smelly.
Yeah, smelly. If something has a smell, well, it, you can smell it or it has a smell. If the smell is bad, usually we use the adjective smelly. All right, so like smelly socks or smelly dirty clothes or smelly fruit or food, right? Old, some kinds of fish or chodofu or liolian, durian, right? Those are smelly. It smells kind of bad. For example, Kevin needs to wash his smelly old socks. He's got the Hong Kong foot.
Huh?香港脚 OK 那 smelly 呢或者是 stinky 都可以用来表示臭臭的那除了像 stinky tofu 臭豆腐我真的觉得榴莲我也会怕怕的 Durian D-U-R-I-A-N、
yes.
就是榴莲咯、Grandpa、
Absolutely.
What's Grandpa,
Grandpa now he's happy he's found something that he thought he lost not a toy、like Jimmy Grandpa laughs because he says look I found the TV remoteunder the old newspapers. Yeah, it's quite easy to lose that thing that you have in the living room. The remote is that little machine that you can use to change the channel or, you know, change the CD or put a movie on your DVD player. It allows you to sit down, be nice and lazy, and still turn on and off your TV without moving. Because who wants to stand up and walk over to the... That's too much trouble. Use the remote. Or, as to give it the full name, the remote control. That's what we call it, too.
Okay, 那开心的当然是阿公找到这个遥控器，英文就是 remote or remote control. Okay, and mom, is she happy now?
Finally, mom has a little bit of happiness. She says our home looks so clean and lovely. So she thinks everyone's done a...Pretty good job. It's clean, of course, because they, you know, picked up all the stuff on the floor and threw away a lot of garbage.
Right.
It's lovely because it looks nice, okay? Anything enjoyable, anything pleasant that gives you a nice feeling is lovely. It could be lovely weather. You could have a lovely dinner with your friends. You could read a lovely book or get a lovely gift for your birthday. It makes you happy because it's enjoyable.
OK, 现在妈妈可开心啦她看到大家就是都把这个房间啊或者空间清得干净她当然就觉得哎，房子看起来 clean and lovely、这个干净又可爱或是美好的就是 lovely 这个字了 For example, Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down
So she's a good singer
Right, Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down
That's nice Alright, now Paige says What do we do with all these bags? So remember, they were filling trash bags with their garbageSo they have a lot of these trash bags. It says the house is clean, but there are now bags of trash in the living room. They have to get them out of the house. Dad, he's a little confused. He doesn't really have an answer, so he scratches his head, which is something that people do when they have, well, dirty hair. But also when they don't have an easy answer to a difficult question. He says, good question. The garbage truck won't come until next week. This must be like...Friday evening or Saturday or something. Anyway, so the garbage truck won't come. Mom then feels a little sad. She says, oh, it's too difficult to have a tidy home. That's true. You got to think about it and plan it very well.
Okay, 所以呢，哎，垃圾车不会到下个礼拜才，下个礼拜才会来哦。那这个妈妈当然觉得，哎，真的很感叹说，要有一个这个井然有序的家实在是太困难了。Well, that comes to the end of our article today. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Okay. Well, I hope that's the last of the cleaning that the kids have to do. Something tells me it's not, but I hope for at least they get a few more days of, you know, good summer fun before they have to clean again.
OK, 没错啊，虽然我跟 Mike 都觉得说可能他们好像不只要打扫这么一天哦，可能后面呢还要再打扫一些其他的东西。但是呢，我觉得说暑假呢，其实呢，有点清一些东西，然后再去做自己想做的事情，其实心情会比较好啦。
Alright, so whether you have to clean your house or not, we hope you do have a great, fun summer vacation. Take care, everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Step by step.
Our home looks so clean and lovely. Our home looks so clean and lovely.
That's right.Let's try to keep it this way forever.
Our home looks so clean and lovely.
What a waste of time! It'll get dirty by tonight anyway.
Our home looks so clean and lovely.
That's right. Let's try to keep it this way forever.
Our home looks so clean and lovely.
What a waste of time! It'll get dirty by tonight anyway.
If you're writing too fast, use the brink right away.
If you are writing too fast,Use the break right away.
Hello, 大家好 ,Apple 小智慧的时间又到咯。骑脚踏车要注意的安全事项很多，尤其是在下坡路段，常常会因为速度太快而来不及刹车，因而出车祸，这可是很恐怖的呢。So if you're riding too fast, use the break right away. If you are riding too fast, use the break right away.如果你骑脚踏车骑得太快，就必须马上刹车。句子中的 brake 就是刹车的意思。有时候我们骑车突然遇到紧急状况，譬如说突然有只狗冲出来，从你面前经过，你就必须要紧急刹车。那么紧急刹车，我们就可以说 slam on the brake 或是 hit the brake。那同学们要注意哦，大家不要把刹车和打破这两个字的英文搞错咯。刹车的拼法是 B-R-A-K-E, brake, 而打破的拼法则是 B-R-E-A-K, brake, 两个字的念法一模一样。但拼法可是完全不一样哦。OK, let's say the sentence again. If you are riding too fast, use the brake right away. 那今天 A-Plus 小聚会就到这里结束咯。同学们下次见，拜拜。
If you're riding too fast, use the brake right away.
If you are riding too fast, use the brake right away.
Meet the Wongs, the big cleanup.
We'll each take a trash bag and clean a room.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's start with our bedroom. I can throw away my old schoolwork. Hey, my favorite toy was under my desk.
I'll toss out these empty paint jars. Now, I have space on my desk to paint.
I'm getting rid of Mac's old toys.They're smelly and gross.
Look, I found the TV remote under the old newspapers.
Our home looks so clean and lovely.
What do we do with all these bags?
Good question. The garbage truck won't come until next week.
Oh, it's too difficult to have a tidy home.
Trash bag. Trash bag. We clean the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. We clean the beach by putting all the garbage into trash bags. Space. Space. There wasn't enough space to seat 6 people in the tiny car. There wasn't enough space to seat 6 people in the tiny car. Smelly. Smelly. Kevin needs to wash his smelly old socks. Kevin needs to wash his smelly old socks. Lovely. Lovely. Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down. Jennifer's lovely voice calmed the baby down.